someone really didn't like to go someplace, you'd say, he what...
Does not like to go to that place.
Or he what dreaded that place.
Yeah.
Do you ever say he purely dreaded it or finally dreaded it or...
Well, he just purely dreads that place.
Uh-huh. And if someone says something sort of shocking and you sort of resented them saying it, you might say, why the very... What are you saying that? The very...
Ask that question again.
If someone said something sort of shocking and you sort of resented them saying it, you'd say, why the very...
Well, the best thing of you.
Or the very...
idea.
Uh-huh. And when a friend of yours says good morning, what might you ask them then?
How you feel?
Okay. What about when you're introduced to a stranger? What might you ask him?
Well, I think that's a proper way to be conducted. In other words, if you walk up to a stranger and somebody comes along and introduces you to that stranger,
mm-hmm.
I think you should say, I am glad to meet you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I feel about it.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever say, how do you do?
How do you do? Or maybe say, how do you do? I'm glad to know you, mm-hmm. to meet you.
How would you greet someone around December 25th?
Well, may God bless you, or something like that.
But what is December 25th?
Huh?
What day is December 25th?
Christ's birthday.
Uh-huh, so you tell someone.
Well, I never had thought of that.
Well, what... You send out cards, don't you?
Yeah.
What do the cards say on them?
Merry Christmas.
Uh-huh. And on the 1st of January, you touch...
Happy New Year.
Anything else people used to say besides Merry Christmas, or... Did you ever hear Christmas gift?
Well, they used to give Christmas gifts, but they maybe send you a card now, that's about all.
Mm-hmm. And... You say, I have to go downtown to do some...
Shopping.
And after, if you bought something, you'd say, the storekeeper took out a piece of paper and did what to it?
Made a bill of it.
Or, no, say if you, what they do to meat, they take out this paper and they took out a piece of paper and he, what?
He writes the cost of it on you and hand it to you, I reckon.
Uh-huh. Well, or what you do a Christmas present, you say you bought the present and then you took out some paper and...
I wrapped it.
Uh-huh. And then when you got home, you...
You put another word around here. You go buy something for a Christmas present right there. They'll wrap it
mm-hmm.
and put the bow ribbon around there mm-hmm. and for you.
Then when you give it to a person, you say, then I gave it to him and he...
He opened it and...
I wrapped it and then he...
Uh-huh.
He what?
Opened it and unwrapped it and looked
uh-huh. at it. And if you had to sell something for $2 that you'd pay $3 for, you'd be selling it...
At a loss.
And you say, well, I like that, but it... What too much? I don't have that kind of money.
I just have got that kind of money.
Because this...
It's too expensive uh-huh. for me.
Or another way of saying it's too expensive. You say it what too much?
It just costs too much.
Uh-huh. And when it's time to pay your bill, you say your bill is...
Due.
And if you belong to a club, you have to pay your...
It's a club membership fee.
Uh-huh. Or you call that your membership...
Well, it's a membership fee is what it is.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear it called
dues
or dues?
Dues.
Mm-hmm. If you don't have any money, you could go to the bank and...
Why, maybe.